Morning, everybody. I have to confess something. I didn't realize that because we didn't have church last Sunday, because of the weather, I didn't realize we didn't honor Martin Luther King last week. It's this week. So there's a change of dates. But in thinking about the Aquarian Age and in thinking about the changing ways of our country, in thinking about all the things that we're going through and the shutdown of our government, I begin to think about Martin Luther King and what he stood for. May I ask how many people were alive during Martin Luther King? Okay, so you people who were not alive, you'll just have to trust us. I can remember it was very troubled times then also. And I was young, and I was trying to find my way. And as a young adult, you're thrown into this world, and you're supposed to know how to do everything, right? How to do taxes, how to pay bills, how to buy a house. You are supposed to know everything. Well, if you're like me, I found out the hard way, because if I didn't know about something, I got into trouble. But during those times, I had quite a bit of internal things going on. I had never really heard, except from my brother, about dreaming. Now, my brother was a musician, and he would turn on this, we called them record players back then, and this beautiful music, and he'd tell me what all the crescendos meant, and what the noises, what that meant when it was harsh, and then it would get quiet, and I would dream all along with that music. That's the only kind of dreaming I really knew about as far as responsibility. Now, where I grew up, they had a daughter that was my age, matter of fact, 3 days older than me, and I remember one day she was having problems with math. Now, I'm using this as an example of old thinking. She couldn't get her math. And they had her sitting down with a piano bench. And she was trying to get it. And the lady, in her ignorance, I won't say anything bad about her, took a yardstick and kept hitting that bench. You get it. Get it. You've got to get it. Well, you know, there's no way in the world any of us can understand math or anything else with a yardstick beating next to us. The only thing that incites is fear. So when Martin Luther King came along, and he, in his positive quotes, I have to say it was wonderful because he planted some good seeds. He planted good seeds in me. He planted good seeds in everybody that could listen without discriminating, without putting down people. And so I would like to read you just a little bit of those things right now. Things that I think we need in our understanding right now. Faith is taking the first step even when you can't see the whole staircase. It's the first step that's always the hardest. And like Nancy, it never happens overnight. Don't expect it to happen overnight. The flower doesn't bloom overnight. Well, some do. I saw one on Facebook. But usually it's gently. There comes a time when silence is betrayal. You know, if we have something positive to give and we keep it to ourselves, is that right? You know, when we learn something, that's why we have the miracle moments. When we share, it not only blesses the person who experienced it, but it blesses us too. We can say things in beautiful ways. And listen to this. Only in the darkness can you see the stars. Now, doesn't that have something really profound to say? You know why? Because most of us, when the sun's out, we don't think to look beyond. It's when the darkness comes, when we need that bridge over troubled waters, when we need something else, that's when we search out for something spiritual. That's when we begin to feel the glimmer of that spiritual, beautiful truth that's in the universe and that's in everywhere. That's when we can cry out and a door will eventually open. Here's another one. Let no man pull you so low that you hate him. Sometimes that might be kind of hard to do. I mean, really. But in metaphysics, who does it hurt? The problem is it doesn't hurt anybody else but us. We've learned that. And sometimes in these days, in these times, in these trials, some of these quotes are just for us today. It's planting good seeds like he did. We must come to see that the end we seek is a society at peace with itself, a society that can live with its own consequences. I have decided to stick to love. Hate is too great a burden to bear. Just a few more. People fail to get along because they fear each other. They fear each other because they don't know each other. They don't know each other because they have not communicated with each other. We must develop and maintain the capacity to forgive. He who is devoid of the power to forgive is devoid of the power to love. There is some good in the worst of us and some evil in the best of us. When we discover this, we are less prone to hate our enemies. No person has the right to reign on your dreams. Well, these are wonderful things that I've been thinking about. And I've been thinking, it's rough. It's just like going into adulthood, going into a new age and a new understanding. It's kind of rough, too. We need to get our sea legs and understand how to maneuver. But the greatest thing of all is it's clearing out. Now, in metaphysics, we understand that there is a lunar eclipse tonight. The lunar eclipse is releasing those negative burdens that we have, those negative blocks, those negative images about ourselves. We're taught, we were taught when I was a kid, oh, I'm bad. I'm bad. There's a song like that now. I'm really, really bad. But they admit it. You have to admit that you're bad before you can be good, right? You have to admit that you're bad before you can be saved, or whatever the quote is. And it's when you've grown up in a different age, in a different understanding. Believe me, we did not get it overnight. Believe me, it was one step at a time of hearing one little principle, one little thing of positivity, one little thing of the news, of hearing someone saying something that was enlightening in a day when there were racial wars going on all over our country. And I remember those. And I was living in Nashville, Tennessee at the time. But to listen to this gentleman who had this positive affirmation about life in a way that you can't learn from books. You have to put it into practice. Yes, he had a dream. You have a dream. Your dream is what propels you with energy, with spiritual energy, with physical energy, to go about accomplishing that dream. When I was in school, it was, oh, she daydreams too much. Well, you know, it's just, they want to, seems like at that time, they were taking away everything that might be like a fresh breath of air and cool water. Until one day, I went to the woods to find my peace. Well, there's something about that, too. In modern society, there's so much pressure in accomplishments, in school, in doing things for your family, in accomplishing things. We have schedules every day from morning to sundown sometimes. and we haven't learned to take time to just be. To just be, to become aware of who we are on the inside, of how we think, and to begin to monitor our thinking, and then to realize we need to be thinking with our heart. We need to be thinking with love. We need to be thinking, what is my dream? There's a beautiful song. If you don't have a dream, how are you going to have a dream come true? A dream sounds so much better than goals. As an Aquarius, I never did like goals. I mean, as an Aries, I'm sorry. I never did like goals. But you know, dreams, that's a whole new thing. When we don't have a dream, something begins to die within us. Now, not everybody understands me. I always say my karma is Virgo. They want everything just perfect. And I chose to jump into a family and friends of Virgos. They don't understand me. But the truth of the matter is, they need me and I need them. Just because I don't see things should be in chronological order doesn't mean that they can't put it that way for me or for you. Or just because I'm a dreamer and somebody else might not be doesn't mean that I can hold the enthusiasm and a dream for many people. You see, without a dream in my life, I've realized my vibration begins to kind of dwindle away till there's nothing there. When I have a dream and I realize how fortunate I am and how fortunate with where I've come from, then the blessings of inspiration begin to open. And knowledge begins to come. For instance, just like Nancy said, every day she gets a new inspiration of that closeness with that God energy that she has. There are times when the darkness comes and we cry out to see the glimmer of the stars again. We cry out to find a way. We cry out to find a solution. And it might not come by morning. It might not come. It might mean we need to just keep on keeping on with patience. Maybe we need to send a little bit more love every day. Maybe we need to be kinder every day. Maybe we need to smile a little more every day so that we can get up, back up into that vibration where we can see clearly again, where we can feel that goodness of that God energy within us, so that we can feel again that we're here to create. We are not here to stagnate. When we get to that stagnation, then something's wrong, not out there, but something's wrong in here. We're here on a journey. We all are wanting our world to be better. We're wanting our United States of America to be better. We're wanting kindness. We're wanting understanding. The only way we're ever going to do that is to give it. The only way we're ever going to get there is to stop judging and to stop listening to people who want us to take sides and judge, to extend a hand in commonalities of good seeds, of spreading good seeds. Show me someone who is so popular and even somewhat more popular after they're deceased than when they were here. And I'll tell you someone who left some light in this beautiful planet. When someone finds that beautiful light and that inspiration within them, when they're accomplishing their dreams, When they speak, that energy goes out. It goes out and it lands in the hearts of the people who are searching and praying for something like that. That's where the sin of omission comes in. Because we every day, if we don't send love, if we don't understand that we're more powerful than we ever dreamed of being, if we don't realize that no one has a right to take our dream away from us, that everything is possible. Every single thing is possible if you can conceive it. If you can conceive it, as Spirit used to say, then you can achieve it. If you can conceive it, you can achieve it. We're only in transition here. There's going to be a beautiful tomorrow. We're just learning that the old ways don't work. We're just learning that there's a new vibration that we need to stand in and be blessed in and give inspiration of and listen and extend a hand. No one ever listens to anyone that criticizes them. And if they believe it, they walk away in disharmony. Those days are over. You have those days, the days of someone telling us that is over. The day of today and the Aquarian age is the awakening to the fact that you are beautiful, that you have power to do anything. And if someone tries to tell you differently, put some earplugs in. Listen to your heart. Listen to your dreams. And do what this great, beautiful Martin Luther King did in so many ways, was plant beautiful seeds. Seeds that are still going on today. Seeds that open the door to possibilities. If we're going to speak, let's plant the good seeds. The good seeds can dispel the bad seeds. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you.